Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oi, the boys on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes tales are quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around, and thank you for listening.
Hello, eh? Canada Day is upon us, a day where all Canadians can get together and be extra polite to one another. Sorry. A day to raise our double-doubles to celebrate our first Prime Minister, Anne Murray.
But the True North Strong and Free is under threat by foreign invaders. A group so vicious and diabolical they threaten the very existence of Canada herself.
Geese.
Yes, these so-called Canada geese. These flying badgers who ruin our picnics, chase our pets, poop in our ice caps, and deafen us with more honking than a traffic jam in Toronto. These birds are not friends, and you can bet when they fly south for the winter, they're hatching their plan. The plan that will eventually see honk be the only official language of this great nation. So this July 1st, while you're gathered with family and friends to drink Molson, eat beaver tails, and listen to Footy Prime the podcast, remember this. We're one flying V away from God Save the Goose. Let's get this party started.
I tell you, it's one thing to have two ex-pros on your podcast. It's another thing to have a professional voice guy.
Hello!
Because you never know what you're gonna get. Hello, eh? This is Footy Prime the podcast. But as Sharman said last week, famously, you already know that because you downloaded it and you're listening to us. He is away, not because he invented that great line, but I'm not sure what he's doing. So I'm Brennan Dunlop in the saddle today. Happy to be joined by those two ex-pros, Craig Forrest and Jimmy Brennan. How are
Hello,
you, boys?
Fellas, how you doing?
Well, I'm good. I'm good, but I'm wondering how good yours and Jimmy's relationship will be after you had what I'm assuming was a lovely golf date with producer Dan Wong. Wonger, you want to let us know how the 18 holes went?
We were.
See how nervous he is, Jimmy? See how nervous he is? Making up lies.
You know what? It was a beautiful day for Ronald McDonald House, Toronto. So it was a golf tournament. So it was amazing.
Quick now spin,
I feel
bad. Jimmy?
No,
he didn't say that on the moment, though.
We wanted you to keep digging your own grave there, buddy. Give you a little rope. And Craig and I had a wonderful day. Smashed the ball well. Our short game, horrible. Horrible. We were hitting the ball between 250 and 300 off the tee each time. Hit the fairway every time. We just couldn't do anything after, eh, Craig?
Drive for show, putt for dough.
Yeah, we were all show.
We were all show. And Jimmy didn't come into my head once all day. I don't know about you, Dan.
Oh, God. I forgot what his name was.
Oh, so let me ask you something. So you're telling me 18 times you teed off and hit the fairway 18 times
There's
in a row?
Four of us.
Yeah.
So you just lied.
We're playing a scramble. No, we're playing a scramble.
Yeah, dope.
Oh, scramble. That changed again.
Right? Yeah, but he did tell me this. That's not true. He lied. He did say, Wonger, just so you know what Jimmy's like. He goes, I have my money on you, but Jimmy's a cheat. He'll yell at you during your backswing. He'll go, yip, 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 when you're putting. He'll come up with all kinds of stuff to beat you.
Oh, and yeah. I'm like, I play with three balls in my pocket. Oh, I found it. There it is. Just right there, guys. Perfect.
Yeah, he doesn't even try to hide it, Wonger.
Never lose a ball when I play golf.
But I still have my money on you, even if he manages to cheat for
Thanks,
four
Craig.
Or five shots.
You think Wonger could beat me in golf?
Oh, all day long.
What?
Yeah.
Wonger's pretty good for someone who's not an ex-professional or someone with a vast amount of disposable income, although he may have it. The first time I went out with him, I thought, oh, maybe he is an ex-pro athlete, not just a Vanier Cup winner.
Well, challenge.
Okay. We'll have challenge. To accept that challenge. But I do love how they turned that into you know, a charitable sob story there.
Yeah, no kidding. They didn't mention that the other day.
They just
when are we going to do this? Up. When are we going to do this match?
We got a lot of we've got a lot of video content on the agenda, Wonger. We need to hire someone to shoot this. We got to do the penalty shootout, me and Jimmy, before we lose the summer to the children.
Well, yeah, we'll go up to that field up in Aurora, Jimmy, that I saw my kids playing track at.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Isn't that Jimmy Brennan Field?
No, that's the one next door. Soft. I can dive on that.
So what is it going to be? What is your competition?
Odds. We can get these odds up online.
We get North Star Bet's odds. Well, they were going to make a market for it. But what was the game going to be? Five shots each?
I'm not shooting. I told them I was going to save.
Yeah. He said 10 shots. So I'm shooting on him 10 times.
Yeah.
We can run the tape back. I forget what it was. But he'd wagered that I would score more than I missed. Right, Jimmy? Is that what you said?
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not what you said at all.
No. You said that I put more than five in.
Well, then you were going to score. You were going to score more on me.
I said you score more than
I said. You're not scoring. You might get a one or two.
My money's on you, Dunny, on that one. I got Jimmy on.
Yeah, Jimmy can't be part of the making the bet and being in goals. It doesn't make any sense. He'd let them all in then.
Oh, right? Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay.
Yeah, no, he is right.
Okay, we'll run the tape back. Look, there's a reason I only host occasionally and not regularly, okay? I can't remember everything. Well, we'll sort it out. We'll plan that out. And then we have to now plan a golf challenge day.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do this in a foursome. Is it just that are we just comparing their scores?
We just all play our own ball. And then we watch Jimmy cheat the whole time.
Yeah. We'll play match play.
I'm very
play
clever
match
with
play.
It.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It is the summertime. Are you guys getting sick of seeing all these footballers on holiday? I mean, I know that the papers love to follow the big ones around, but I mean, now that everyone's accessible on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, everybody's got a yacht. Everybody's got a club promoter friend in Miami, Ibiza, Mallorca, Dubai. As fans of the game, like, it is cool to see how these players are living, you know, off the pitch. But when you see Messi and Fabregas renting a 260,000 pound a week mansion on a private island off of Ibiza that has 6 bedrooms, a 20-meter swimming pool, and 22 members of staff, now it makes me feel like the wealth gap is annoying. You know, that one makes me think I'll never have a holiday like that.
Are they happy?
They look pretty happy, don't they? They look pretty bloody happy.
200 grand a week for 6 bedrooms.
But it is a private island off of Ibiza, and it's the staff that you're paying for at that, right? What's the most you've ever spent for a hotel room? And you can't, excluding the pandemic, because the prices are insane right now. It's you get Best Western for 400. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't compute. So pre-pandemic, most you've ever paid for a hotel.
Well, I know the cheapest one was an afternoon at the motel up the road.
But Wonger paid the bill that time. Wonger paid the bill, right?
It's amazing. It was like, I don't know, like $32 for an afternoon nap. I thought, afternoon nap? What a great idea. Well, what? That's an interesting advertising thing.
How was the nap? You wake up itchy?
How long did you stay at the Swallows for?
Oh, they only allow you 2 hours. It was only for a nap.
A 2-hour nap.
Craig said it was therapy.
Right.
That's why Footy Pride picked up the tab.
Did you get a shower as well? Or did you have to pay for the water?
I have to pay for the towel too.
No, no, you could have the water. It was cold, but yeah, you could get that. No, I don't remember the most expensive one. Probably one that was paid by the clubs or whatever.
I had one trip. I went to Vegas and there was about 6 of us. And finished the season, went to Vegas. We rented, we got a penthouse suite. That was expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was worth it because you're never in the room.
That's true.
You're out the whole time.
But when you are.
But when you are, yeah. It's a beautiful view.
The cable TV is great.
Sorry, how much? Jimmy, you got to say how much, man.
I can't even remember. It was,
well, that's the fucking point. He said how much. You don't have to tell us about the hotel.
Well, you can only imagine it was a lot. It was, you know, a lot of money.
You were with teammates? Were your two brothers with you? Because that would justify the expense of the bill. We're raising the price of the bill.
No, there's no way I could have brought them to. There's no way.
Can't afford the incidentals.
We ended up flying from Heathrow to Vegas.
Yikes.
And I had a friend of mine who was a stewardess at the time and got his good deals. So we flew first class. And in Virgin Airlines, they got, this bar that's in the middle, okay, of the first class area. So as soon as the plane takes off, everybody goes and sits at the bar. Now, when I was at Heathrow before the flight, you know, I bought some flip-flops and I bought, you know, a couple pairs of shorts and some shirts and a few things to look the part.
Louis Vuitton.
Right? Yeah, that sounds like Jimmy, right? Shows up to the airport with nothing in the carry-on, buys it all there.
I travel light, guys. So I bought a few things at the airport. And when I travel, I've got this terrible, terrible habit of putting my passport in my back pocket, right? So I've got my credit card, debit card, and my passport. That's it. That's all I travel with in the back pocket. So the plane takes off. We get to the bar, and we're sitting there for hours just bantering, having drinks. Now, I'm getting off this plane, and I'm half in the bag now. Like, and I'm ripped. And as I'm walking, I'm going to customs, and I give the guy from customs, and I'm starting to feel, you know, you're starting to feel sick. You're just drinking beer. You're laughing. I haven't eaten much. Get the customs. The guy looks at me. I take the passport out of my back pocket. I give it to him. And as he opens it, like the pages are all kind of stuck together. It's like damp because I've been sitting on this passport for like 8 hours.
With no boxers on.
Yeah, with no boxers, right? And the guy looks at me, he goes, is this yours? I said, yeah. He goes, what the hell happened to it? I said, I sat on it. He goes, come with me. And this is the last thing that I need to do, right? American customs right now where they're grilling you. They think my passport's fake now. The ink's starting to run a little bit, you know, where you do your signature and everything's coming up.
How sweaty was your ass?
Oh, buddy, it was ridiculous.
8-hour flight, 18.
So I'm in,
10
I'm in
hour
this,
flight.
I'm in this little area. They're grilling me left, right, and center. So you're flying from England. You're coming to America, and you're Canadian. And what's happening here? I said, look, I play football. No, you don't. I was like, no, I do. I'm serious. And he goes, no, you don't. Then I'm wasted as well. So I'm slurring my words. I'm all over the place. Eventually, they let me out, right? And I forgot everything that I bought, my sunglasses, my flip-flops, my T-shirts, everything on the plane. So I went to I go to my hotel with like two T-shirts and two pairs of shorts that I had in my little carry-on bag, left everything. It was a disaster, nightmare of a trip. But a couple of days later, it livened up. But when you're there as well, we were supposed to be there 5 days. And after three, I was calling the airline to get me out of there so I could change my flight. I needed to go home. So it was me and Matty Louis-Jean, the right back, who was at Forest at the time. And he was dying a death. It got to the point where you're doing anything just to get out of that city. And eventually we got out of there after 3 days, supposed to be there for five.
I think place that's how everybody feels at leaving Vegas. They're like, yeah. I should have left yesterday. Everybody leaves, but goes, I wish I had gotten home yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what people say. That Sunday night, like 11 o'clock, that's the loneliest place in America. That Vegas McCarran Airport, which they've recently renamed to somebody else. McCarran must have did something bad.
It's deadly. It is deadly. You can't go there for 5 days a week and party with the guys. That's like an in and out, 2-3 days, see you later, go home.
Well, there's other activities you could do.
What, when you're 20... When you're 22 years old,
yeah, go to the racetrack. You got a nice racetrack there. You can go race.
Oh, cars. I'd love to go watch NASCAR just going around in a circle.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
You go and shoot machine guns because there's places like that all the whole fucking place.
The whole state. That's the second industry.
I have no interest in shooting a gun.
What about Wayne Newton? Have you seen Wayne Newton perform?
No interest in Wayne Newton.
Oh, you come on. You've never been to Vegas, man.
No.
How about Steve Newton? It's his little brother. He's a drug dealer. You could do cocaine, Rohypnol.
Yeah, no interest in
you
that
could
either.
Do acid, ecstasy.
No. I'll tell you what, I would have went to Cirque du Soleil. I would go see that.
I saw Boys to Men in Vegas at the Mirage. And it was like the show finished at 9:45.
Awesome.
We got an 11:30 flight out of there because the airport's literally 10 minutes away from the Strip. It's the best major city setup I've ever been to for that, getting out of there. I guess it's on purpose, Jimmy. This Boys to Men show was fucking amazing. Oh, it was great.
Motown Philly, back again.
I grew up on that, man. That R&B, I loved it. New Jack Swing. I wonder what my parents' friends must have said. Like, he's 7. Does he know what they're fucking singing about? All I listened to was like R&B. Jodeci. Yeah, Boys to Men was my favorite. That was my stuff, man.
Well, you lived right across from Detroit.
Yes, I grew up in Windsor, so I next to the place that invented soul music. Yeah.
There you go.
And they all left as well.
They did all leave, yeah. Yeah, Boys to Men were the last major band on the Motown label, I think. And it had moved to L.A. at some point in the 80s. But if you ever get to Detroit and you're into the musical history of that great city, the Motown Museum is worth a go. It's worth $20. I highly recommend it. So, Wonger, do you got any trips that rival that?
Nothing like that. My best trip, it's a family trip. We went to Puerto Vallarta with the kids, and I had to get a room big enough for girlfriend and the
and
girlfriend's
wife.
Daughter, girlfriend and her wife and my other lover, three of us. Yes. No. Sorry, Craigor. And then we played cards. And
this
swam.
And this one time at band camp.
I want to know who's in the room right now that you're telling this fake story. This is long.
12, FC Snoresville.
My favorite trip was a family trip. Oh, with the daughter sitting at the
rooms,
end of the table.
Room was $12.50 a night, though. But I there were two rooms. So that's all. I'm giving you the price.
And how many people?
For 5 of us, but 3 kids. Everything was glass and marble, and it was awesome.
Gee, that's an expensive night, buddy.
That was 5 nights.
Ooh.
5 nights.
Ooh.
That was your best trip?
Best trip recently. Well, falling down a few times.
Come on, our trip, you know, I mean, how can you be
our trip to Mexico.
In fucking Mexico. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, ecstasy in Mexico. Mexico and weed and E and...
No, that was the name of the trip. That wasn't what was consumed. The name of the trip was ecstasy in Mexico. It was part
That's
of your...
That's right. Your
Contiki tour. Have you guys seen this? You've missed the boat here because you all love to travel. Eric Cantona has jumped all over this. He's got I forget the name of the company. And if I remembered it, I wouldn't say it because maybe we can get them to sponsor us, Warner. Mm. But they do like football tourism. So they go to these exotic places that are famous for having big matches or special grounds.
And sorry, just to stop you there. What football ground is in an exotic place?
Like Ibiza's got a stadium. They got a team.
What?
Didn't you see that DAZN? Yeah, Mallorca. No, but exotic football locations. Like there's one in Casablanca. They do Casablanca, Buenos Aires. I think they do Miami now. And it's this tour, and Kenton is on this tour, and it's like, you know, you overpay a little bit, but everything's taken care of. It's a couple of nights in this city.
Did I tell you about my family trip?
Holiday Row.
No, totally, Dan, because I bet you went somewhere and was like beautiful.
Yeah, so it was all inclusive.
Lots of glass.
Lots of glass and marble, and the people are really nice.
And every day they cleaned my room.
They were so nice. I loved it. Sorry, yeah. Brendan. Where'd you go?
It doesn't matter, man. I didn't go on this trip with Eric Cantona. But when I do go, I'll just tag you guys in the photos. I'm not inviting you.
This is me and Eric by the pool. This
No. It'll be his missus.
My missus and Eric by the pool.
Yes.
Just for the audience that may not have caught your fucking comedy.
Hey, Brendan, can you take a picture of me and Eric?
Brendan, I'm thirsty. Can you go get us a drink, please?
Just go to the bar and tell them you're with Eric Cantona. Have you seen? He's got a show. He's got a show on Netflix. I forget what it's called en français, but it's called in English Inhuman Resources, like or Inhumane, Inhuman Resources, mm-hmm. Inhumane Resources, either one.
Les ressources inhumaines.
No, it's a Departagé. No? It's just hit me. And he's a legit actor, and he's very much like a Liam Neeson type of hard done by good man that has all of these skills that make him dangerous. And it's a very, very good show, well beyond what you would expect for an ex-footballer who's most famous for Nike commercials. So if you want to go down that Netflix road and binge watch something new, search for Eric Cantona and give that French series a watch.
He is a cool guy. Got to give him that.
Do you have any exchanges with him? Did you play against him?
No.
No, I didn't. Cantona? You would have.
Craig would have.
Yeah.
Did he elbow you in the box?
No.
Hit to the nuts? Anything?
No.
Was he was a clean forward? That sounds foreign for your time.
Yeah. I remember reading a free kick over the wall and I sort of flagged him off. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. You think you're pretty good, eh?
Were there some players that you were extra
smug with?
2 months
later, 9-0. Actually, wasn't in that game. I don't recall.
No, but I could see him seeing you if you ever crossed paths. But, oh, hello, Neuf. Nice to see you, my friend Neuf. I could see that being your nickname with him.
Standing in that hallway in Ipswich, which is about 2 foot wide against that Man United side, you got Schmeichel, Monster, Cantona, big man, you know, like Keane. It's just like, oh, fucking hell, we're going to get shit canned here. But we didn't. I think we won that one.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you think that the MLS sides that are standing in the tunnel next to Lorenzo Insigne and company, and whoever that company may be, come July 9th when he's supposedly suiting up for the team? Do you think that it will be similar, that MLS fans will, or MLS players, excuse me, will be as terrified looking across?
Yeah. It's going to be a test for them. Yeah. It's kind of unique, isn't it? Because you get a player at that standard that will go to a league like MLS. I mean, no disrespect, but I don't know where it fits in the world of football leagues at the moment, but it's not exactly top five. So yeah, it's an interesting one. It's not quite the David Beckham situation, like when Frankie Yallop brought Beckham to the Galaxy back when there was no rule. Remember they made the David Beckham rule and the DP thing, and that was when it was really sort of born, right? Yeah. But his minimum, well, there wasn't a minimum wage, Jimmy, I don't think, it back then. And I remember he said he had a guy that was working at like Walgreens, like bagging groceries, and he was making $12,000 for the rest of the season as a extra body. Beckham comes to town. Next thing you know, he's got Tom Cruise and Denzel Washington at these parties, and he's dancing and partying. He's like, this kid is having the time of his life. He can't even afford to take a taxi here.
Yeah.
That was the floor, though, 12,000. There was each team had, I think they could carry 5 guys at that level. So they were always young guys or, yeah, these, you know, good luck stories or good fortune stories.
How long was a season back then?
I mean, it was still a full season. They still played the same calendar. I forget how many games it was.
7 months?
28, 38, 32 games, something like that?
It was something like that, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they started in April and finished in November.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's tough living on 12K in L.A.
Riding a skateboard to training.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. I mean, that wasn't. I mean, Jimmy, you're in the dressing room too, and there was guys making.
Oh yeah, we had guys making, you know, 15, 18 grand, and
yeah, there was no minimum. I think they were the minimum wage or something. What is it now? 55? 45?
I don't know.
Is it that low? I think those Adidas players, those Adidas graduates, right? The Generation X.
Yeah, but that's different though for them. Now. That's different for them. The ones that get going to, like, it was, what is it? Adidas Generation X or something like that. They had
that's what they called it.
Something like that. They were on decent cash, but then the other ones that just came in that you signed locally or whatever, they were on next to nothing.
Yeah, those Adidas kids were on 60, I think, when Jordan Hamilton was that class, when he was that graduate. I remember that being 60. Yeah. So I'm not sure what the where the floor has gone now, but it will be raised. They've got more money in MLS from that TV deal. There's more partnerships and sponsorship deals every season, it seems like. And if, you know, when you bring in guys who are making $16 million net a year, reportedly, like Lorenzo Insigne, that's raising the price for everybody else. I haven't seen the number for Gareth Bale. Have you guys seen reported salary for Gareth Bale?
It's got to be. That'll be good.
Free haircuts and free
it's
golf.
It's a little bit like the LIV golf tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a good test, too, for these young guys. When they're lining up in the tunnel, they'll be looking at Insigne and Bale and all them. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll soon realize where they are as a footballer very, very quick and realize where they've got to get to in order to be a top, top player. Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is the next big name to make the jump? Insigne, Bale, Chiellini, those two in LA. I mean, LAFC, we said this on the last show, as an organization, they just get everything right. And, you know, they came close to being the first MLS team to ever win the CONCACAF Champions League. And they've, in a very short period, put themselves on the map as one of the flagship organizations in a city that, you know, has had the Galaxy but struggled to have two teams before. They've really got it right. I don't know if they're going to bring in one more big name to complete it, but who do you think the next big name player is to make the jump across? Craig?
Your buddy Ronaldo, maybe.
Yeah.
This season, you think? We talked on the last show. United came out and said he's not leaving. I don't think this season. Same with Messi. It's too early.
Eventually, they'll both come.
Yeah. When they're 40? I mean, Jesus Christ. These guys are getting up there.
Still banging goals, though.
Oh, I know. It's phenomenal.
So if they're banging goals in Europe and Champions League, mm-hmm. they're going to score goals in MLS.
Ronaldo at 40, I'd take him for another 3 years, for sure.
I land him at center back.
Yeah, he'd deliver. He'd deliver on the pitch and he'd deliver off the pitch. It's too good not to be.
He would deliver. Honestly, I remember playing against Glenn Hoddle when he was managing Swindon, player manager for Swindon. And he was playing in the back. And he was like the quality of just spraying the ball around, passing it into the front, putting it out the wings, hitting runners. It would actually be quite interesting to watch. It would be very, very nice to watch.
What, Ronaldo at center back?
Yeah. Yeah.
No one's ever said that before. Hey, you can listen to the whole internet. No one has ever said that on a podcast.
I don't know about that one.
Hey, if Ronaldo could play in every position except for goalkeeper and be the best player on the field.
I don't know about center back.
You see the way he tracks, you know, he
well, just about. I mean, he's not Van Dijk, but I mean, like, but still, I'm guaranteeing that he's unbelievable in the air. He could still leap.
You take Ronaldo at center back over Salcedo right now? Salcedo gets
I'm just saying that he's that good, and there's no other player that certainly I'm a Messi fan, but there's no other player that's ever played that I could say that could do that.
That's fair.
Yeah, well, look.
Hey, if there was only one position, it was Jimmy Brennan, left back or Ronaldo, who do you think the coach is going to take?
Well, all day me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but look.
This is MLS and the salary cap we're talking about, right?
Hey, any footballer with footballer IQ can play any position. He can play anywhere. He can play anywhere.
What if they got my legs, though, Jimmy?
No, I said any professional footballer.
No, well, you didn't.
Play anywhere.
Yeah.
No. I just want to get it in there.
And
breaking
football
news.
IQ.
Queen's Park. My football IQ is too fucking good for these legs, okay? That's the problem. Because I know what I need to do. My body just can't do it.
What's your best position?
I'm playing forward right now.
You're playing as a nine.
I'm playing as a nine in a 2-1-2-1 formation.
How many games have you played?
In this position?
Yeah.
Probably 100.
And how many goals have you got?
Probably 12.
Yeah. So let's work at something else. Maybe we put you wide. Maybe we drop you back into midfield.
Or maybe just put him on the bench.
Yeah, left right out. I don't know. What do you think?
Look, I had two goals in the quarterfinal. I didn't get a goal in the semifinal last night, but Queen's Park Strangers, my co-ed league team, were through to the final Tuesday nights at Cherry Beach. So
when's the final?
You've doing played 100 games and scored 12 goals as a striker.
Maybe
you think that's good.
I've lost the track of it. No, I don't think it's
good. And you're in a final, so that doesn't say much for the other teams.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, no, this season in 8 games, yeah, 2 goals, they came in the same game.
How'd you score them?
Oh, one was a beauty chip. Did I not go through this already? Oof, let me tell you. Goal of my life, Jimmy. Oh, like Willie Mays, big man playing on the wing. Usually he plays up front. He's the guy that's got all the goals. Robay, he's just a gem of a big man. But when we're out there together, he's got to play the wing because obviously I don't have the legs. So he goes to send me this ball. Two defenders come in the way, and he just like, I can see that frustrated chip. He just blasts his foot into the ground to chip it over them. So it's coming over my left shoulder like Willie Mays, Wonger. And I can, as I'm following the ball, I can see the keeper coming out. And this never happens where I have awareness. And I just keep my eyes on the ball. As it bounces, I just hit it off the volley. The perfect chip over this keeper, who's probably 6'1", I should say. Boom, top left corner.
You should have said he was 6'5".
He was 6'5", the goalie. Top corner in this metal, and then one of these teeny nets, not the fucking real net, Greg. One of these teeny nets, which is harder to score on. Goal of my life.
What's your best sport?
Wonger.
It's not golf.
If you had to try out for a team and try and make
let's go sport. For a television show. If you had to try out for a television show to like be accepted by some scout of this fake television team, it would be hockey or soccer. Yeah, it depends on what the drills are. If it's measured on goals per games ratio, yeah, I'm probably going to struggle.
Remember that old show, Pros versus Joes? Sport would you ask someone to, what do you think you have the best chance at beating a professional at?
Oh, Jesus. Well, we're going to do this with Jimmy. It's going to be penalty kicks. I'm going to do this with Jimmy. But he's the goalie. Yeah, I don't know Pros versus Joes. I often thought I haven't had the chance to hit from a machine that's pitching like 90 miles an hour.
Oh, that's hard.
But I was a decent hitter when I was playing with guys that were throwing 70.
Mm-hmm.
So I always felt like I wanted the challenge of the jump up, but it is hard to do. But of all of the things that I struggle at, yeah, maybe that'd be my best odds.
Can you run a post pattern? Can you run backwards?
Like, anything with running, I'm probably not doing well at. Let's be honest. But I appreciate you asking that honestly. That wasn't
you. You would throw them off with how slow he was running. There's like, yeah. Oh, there's some sort of trick going on here.
That'd be it. What in baseball? What's when the pitcher throws like 50 and it just freaks the batter out? The Ephus pitch. That's me with feet. I'm the Ephus runner out there.
What, the knuckleball?
No, an Ephus. It's when a pitcher throws like hilariously slow.
Oh, okay. Almost lob it
in. They look the same. It's it ends up, you know, going like literally 50 miles an hour. And the batter's just frozen because they've been seeing 90s.
Coming out of the sky.
Why don't you just join my dart team? Get you a little plaque. Win a championship. How's your dart game?
I'd come up there. I said to my dart game is decent. I said to Sharman at this press conference, the Insigne press conference, there was a couple of guys that were part of Insigne's crew, one of which was his father. I said, I give it 2 weeks before he's playing jits with Jimmy.
Oh, 100%. A little bit of bocce as well.
2 weeks max. He looked at us, and he was looking for the other guy. You could see. He was like, oh, well, these two, are they with the cool one from the bridge? No. No, he was working that day. Didn't make it.
Should have him a wrestling match.
You think that's the pro versus Joe that I would win, wrestling Lorenzo Insigne?
Yeah, I think you got a shot.
Yeah, what do you weigh now, Brendan?
Oh God, I was close to 200 earlier.
Well, that's twice as much as him.
Yeah, so you might have a chance.
I think I'm a buck 90 now.
He's like a large salmon.
All muscle though. All muscle, that cat.
BC references. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So finish on MLS or the speculation. I think the next person to come, and I would love to see it happen this summer. It may not if you believe what Atletico Madrid say, but I think Antoine Griezmann will be the next big name to come to MLS.
Yeah, there's talks.
Well, Atletico say he's not leaving, but how can they afford him? right? That literally the all these Spanish teams operate under what is essentially a salary cap now, right? They have to have this government approved book. I forget how they describe it, but essentially they're working under a structured salary cap now, and they've got Morata and Sal Negev both coming back from loans, mm-hmm. right? Morata was at Juve, and people forget Sal was at Chelsea. They signed Axel Witsel on a free, but they can't make it official because they can't make it legal. They can't register him, which means they're not under this cap. And Griezmann just hasn't been the same player since that Barca switch, right? So if you're Austin, if you're the Fire even, they've got Shaqiri, I know. If you're New York City FC, who haven't had a huge name that people know since David Villa and Pirlo and Lampard, have a go at the guy. I would do it.
Yeah, I think he would do well in MLS for sure.
I just don't see him in Austin.
Austin is a beautiful part of America, from what I've heard. I only spent one night outside of an airport there, but they've got the Grand Prix, and they've got they're the bachelor party capital of America. I think Nashville's the bachelorette party capital, and Austin is the bachelor party.
Nashville.
Who's the new cat that's coming to TFCB?
Domenico Crescito?
Yeah, Crescito. So where was he? Like, we know Insigne played in Napoli, star there. Crescito was team.
Crescito played for Italy as well. He's a little bit older than Insigne, but they're very good friends. Reportedly, they are best friends. So he left Genoa. They actually played. There's a photo that I was going to tweet from our account. It's a great reminder. I should do this now. I think it's saving my drafts. That the last match Insigne played, which very much was his Napoli farewell,
yeah,
was against Genoa, and the result relegated Genoa, and Crescito was the captain, Insigne was the captain. So at the start of the match, they're exchanging the banners, and they played against each other, and now they're playing with each other. Their last game in Italy was against each other, and now they'll be playing with each other at Toronto.
And what kind of dough is he making compared to Insigne?
Well, Craig, it's not a designated player contract, so it's not anywhere close to that. He's 35. He's a fullback. It wasn't going to be anyway. He spent 15 seasons between Genoa and Zenit. He played in Russia. So he's got a ton of appearances. He's played for Italy. It's a pretty penny, but they were able to get him under a DP deal, like not on a DP deal. I mean, using their TAM money, their targeted allocation money.
So is this an exciting, Crescito also, correct?
Anytime you get an international player from Europe, especially, it's very exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that this was supposedly a package deal or part of it shows that maybe whether you want to look at it and say Insignia's got some player power or look at it and say TFC understand, look, let's make this guy comfortable. This is his best friend. He's someone that can help our team and would, another good international to have in the league. Let's just do it. Let's just get the deal done. So it shows that they, they're not afraid to spend money.
No, they'll spend money if it's the right players. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And they know they got to be successful. And I think they're on the right track here to get it right. That's for sure. I'm excited about it. Really. And the thing is too, because when you haven't seen you to go get other players now, it's a hell of a lot easier than when he's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Because now everybody around the league, people in Europe are start going, okay, if I go to MLS, I want to win a championship. I want to be competitive. So they're putting the right pieces in place. That's for sure.
Like all this talk.
And everybody will want to come. Mm. They'll want to come to Toronto.
Well, we were talking about money, and this was kind of my pivot, that it's TFC have totally changed the script for what is good money in MLS now. The bar has been raised. Zlatan made 11, Kaká made 10, Jovinko made 7, but they were still relatively market. They were higher paid in MLS than they would have been in Europe, certainly, but very few in Europe are getting paid what Insigne is getting paid. And that US dollar is very coveted by these players who playing in Europe, even at the biggest clubs in Europe, Wanger, would never get to that level.
Mm.
There's just not guys in Serie A that are on 15 million.
Well,
a couple of guys at Juventus and Ronaldo.
When Giovinco was here, he was the highest paid Italian in the world.
Athlete.
Highest paid Italian.
And then he went to the Middle East and made even more.
Is he still floating around in Toronto? Where is he, that cat?
Yeah, I think he's still floating around in Toronto, yeah.
He finished the season at Sampdoria. He signed for Samp in January, and he only got a handful of appearances in. I think made 12 or 13 appearances. And, yeah, he's flying around Toronto, so who knows? The rumor is there'll be two more names expected this month, maybe before July 9th when Insigne is supposed to play his first game. I'm not saying that Giovinco is going to be one of them, but it was rumored last year that he would have been. I was told by some people who were pretty confident that he was going to be back this year for sure. Season started, that didn't happen, so who knows?
I think if they feel that he's good enough, they actually literally think that he can still perform at even close to that level, I think that deal gets done.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure.
But I think that's the question.
And Jimmy's the fourth.
What's that?
That would be three. That would be three players. Jimmy's the fourth. They're going to throw him some peanuts, a couple bananas.
Yeah.
Have him out there running around.
No. No, I think there'll be two more players. There could be two players that we know and like. And then, we'll see how the rest of the season plays out for TFC.
Jimmy's got to work on his penalty save. He's got to work on his goalkeeping and golf. Because I think this is going to be a bad summer, because I think Wonger's going to beat him at golf.
Nope.
And Dunny's going to score a whole bunch of goals.
You'll be drowning your sorrows at Beer Fest in no time, buddy, if that happens.
Not happening.
Yikes.
It's not happening.
Not happening.
Feel like I'm dancing all over the place, but this has been a good show. We've talked about a ton. Let's just hit some more rumors here, since I threw out some TFC rumors. Do you see Jonathan David linked with Bayern Munich? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Some credible, I hope so. I hope
credible,
so.
Credible sources saying that, but they were focused a bit more on Lille. I don't know if maybe the price that Lille want put Bayern in the category of a very few that could afford him. But 60 million euros is supposedly what they want. We know that Lewandowski's left Bayern. Yes, they've added Sadio Mane, but talking about having your friends in places to be successful, as TFC have done with Insigne and Crescito, I think it'd be pretty cool to see Alphonso Davies and Jonathan David together at club level, don't you, Craig?
It'd be amazing. I just don't know. I mean, is he a Bayern Munich player? Is he really at that level? I'm not convinced yet. But at 60 million in a club like that, they can afford to take their chance. Because I also said I wasn't sure that Fonzie was going to be worth what they paid. And there's a lot of clubs where, like, that's a lot of money. You know, and some clubs can afford to take a dabble. And if they don't work out, that's fine, right? You can afford to make mistakes. But and Bayern's one of those ones. And they don't make an awful lot of mistakes, that's for sure. But
no,
they can do.
Right. Like, I think they've done their due diligence, that's for sure. You're going to spend 60 million. You got to make sure you get it right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
and
sure.
And if you watch the last half of the season, when he scored what, 3 and 19 last 19 games or something like that?
I think what makes this deal more, well, what makes this different from Fonzie, obviously, and talk about big money flops. They did have Renato Sanchez. Remember, they spent 40 million on him before he tore it up at the Euros. They would have paid more if they'd waited a month, but it didn't work out. And it took him a couple of years to kind of rehab his career. And I feel like it was close to AC Milan done, but I don't think it's done yet. But might still be the rumor. He might go to PSG, I think, too, that being Renato Sanchez. But he, at Lille, with Jonathan David, kind of rehabbed his career and turned things around. But, I mean, yeah, when Alphonso Davies went to Bayern at 18 years old for, what was it, 18 million U.S.,
mm-hmm.
Most people thought he was going out on loan.
Yeah,
most people thought it'd be a few years before he ever got in the team, and he proved that he could play at left back and that he was such a handful for anyone to deal with. Then he went and did it in England, one night in England. That does it for a lot of players on the continent, right?
Yeah.
And the pandemic happened. And
he has some good. I mean, the timing was really good too for him to get that chance. Remember, there was a center back. One of the center backs was injured. They moved the left back into Alaba. Yeah, who was you're like, okay, he's probably not taking him out of that position anytime soon.
Right.
Alaba comes inside, plays really well there. Fonzie gets his chance, hasn't looked back.
Yeah, you know, if I'm Jonathan David and you got Bayern, looking at you. I would be yelling at my agent, going, please, please get me there. Imagine the service that you're going to get. Mm-hmm. The service that you're going to get as a striker at Bayern Munich. Mané's there now, and plus the players that they already have. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
They will set him. They will tee him up left, right, and center.
Yeah, that's the thing. You would imagine he's going to get so many chances.
Oh, my God. But their scouting, their scouting department's very, very good as well at Bayern. They know what they're doing. And you're right, going back to Alfonso, you know, they've been watching him. They spent some good money for him, for a guy that's relatively unknown in Vancouver. Did all right in MLS. And to see the potential that he had and thought, this guy's going to come in here and do a job for us. And look at him now. So they know what they're doing. If they get Jonathan David as well, they're probably thinking the exact same thing. This is a guy that can score goals because we got players that can create things around them.
Yeah, and we can make him better.
We can make him better.
Mm. Yeah. Bionic man. Hey, have we ever talked about Richie, his predicament?
No, I don't think we ever did. Richie Larea, no. That's an interesting one, yeah.
We have spoken about it a bit.
Well, yeah, we have. I think the latest is, though, I mean, they've been looking for players in that position that is Richie's position, which is a little bit disconcerting.
They've made him available on loan, is the reports, if you're to believe. Yeah. So well, I had said Wonger, ask these guys, you know, if you're Richie, obviously you believe in yourself. You want to play in the Premier League. You want to fight for your place. But at what point do you start looking for options? Do you go through a full preseason? Are you battling in preseason for the place? Do you wait until the season starts a couple of games before you really have your agent aggressively on the blower trying to make a loan move happen? But the way the club is shopping, and if these, you know, reports have come out, someone... There must be smoke. What fire where there's smoke? What is that? Where there's smoke, there's fire.
That's it.
I should stop using cliches. Cliches are for other shows.
Except with the two vapors that
there's no fire
with podcast with.
There's no smoke without fire, dickhead.
They're looking at left back. They're looking at a right back, left back, and a right back. Right. So with Richie now, if I'm him, I'm going. I want a good preseason, and I want to fight for my job. Mm-hmm. I'm in the Premier League now, in a big club. I've got to fight for my job. I'm going to a World Cup. So he's got to make sure that he gives himself a chance, at least fights. And then if he's not getting in, then that's when he starts going to the agent going, look, I'm not getting a sniff. Right.
But Jimmy, I think the problem is right now with that is that they probably had a conversation. And if they're looking at other players and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, so I got to fight for a position that they've already saw me in training 100 times, and now they're going to buy somebody over top of me. And if I'm not playing come November, I might not be starting at the World Cup. That's a different situation, right? You got to get out there and get into playing. And once you get into that preseason, you're getting late in the game to get that opportunity to move. And next thing you know, he might be stale come November.
No, not necessarily, because he came midway through the season, right?
Yeah.
The gaffer's not going to gamble on him right away because obviously he had his moments where he had to take off and go with the national team for qualifying. But when you come into preseason, you're going to get games now in a squad because he hasn't played. He's trained. You can train all you like. The gaffer's got to look at you in match situations. And when he's come onto the pitch, he's done a good job. But we haven't seen him playing 90 minutes here, 90 minutes there in preseason. He's going to start off getting his 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes. And it's going to be a different story for him now where the manager's actually going to say, okay, look, I've got a good 90 look at him. And I think he can do a job. His next preseason game, yep, let's give him another 90 and see how he goes. Then you start building that trust. It was difficult for him when he came in. It's always difficult going into a club halfway through a season. Because
I agree with the fighting part and that and getting an opportunity. I'm not sure he's going to get 90 minutes even preseason. Some games he will, but I honestly think the gaffer does not fancy him, not at that level. And we said during the playoffs, like, you know, he wins it. It's like, yeah, you're in the Premier League, but are you? Is this the best thing for Richie Larea? Not sure it is. And as it proves so far, it's not. If they had stayed in the championship, they would have been probably talking about Richie starting next season.
Mm-hmm.
So if the opportunity comes about for him to return to Toronto, would you want to see it, Craig?
You know, I would from Toronto's standpoint, but I think from a professional standpoint, he's got to stay right over there in the shop window. He's got to play in that football world where they can actually think, you know what, he's playing in a system right now that we think he can match. If he comes back here, I don't think he's gaining anything by it other than playing on a regular basis. It all depends on what he wants to do. But if he really wants to stay over there, and if it's not Nottingham Forest, it's going to be somebody else, then he needs to stay in the system over there.
You want to stay in Europe, especially going to the World Cup, because if you do go to the World Cup and you put it on, you have a good showing, you got a great chance of moving elsewhere.
Yeah, it's amazing, the World Cup, isn't it? Because you can play literally three games, and you got to scout a guy more than three games. But they do it all the time. Euros, play three or four games. Oh, big money moves. We brought Chilean Javier Margas when he played in the World Cup. Bought a couple guys from Croatia, not from the 98 guys, but those guys were just older, so they sort of started to break down. But it's amazing the chances what clubs will take on the performances just of a few games.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, James Rodriguez got that big move after an amazing World Cup, and he had, I think, four games, and they lose to Brazil.
Yeah.
But he was outstanding, and he's still getting paid because of that, right? He's collecting big money. I think he's in the Qatari Stars League. Rumor is he wants to be elsewhere. But on Qatar's point, see FIFA gloating about selling 1.8 million tickets to the World Cup? I mean, we knew regardless of the questions that there were around this tournament, people would go. Majority of those tickets were bought by locals, bought by Qataris. But the top countries where fans bought tickets elsewhere other than Qatar, Canada, England, France, Germany, India, Saudi Arabia, Spain, the United Arab Emirates, and the United States. And when I first read that, I went, wow, the second biggest country of ticket purchasers is Canada. Amazing. And then I realized that was listed in alphabetical order. But still, pretty amazing that of all the countries in the world and the countries buying tickets that, you know, I guess we shouldn't be surprised, but Canadians are going to be there cheering on the team.
I think there's 9,000 Canadians live there in Qatar working, something like that, I heard.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Craig Forrest and off research. It's pretty amazing.
Can you put you that know, on Wonger, Twitter?
I do actually read a little bit.
I know, buddy. I know.
Yeah, I see you read a menu. Yeah. Uber Eats.
The threesome at the Boom restaurant.
That's right. What are these jalapeno things?
Yeah.
Jalapenos.
Hey, I hear they go good with the nachos.
if we do get to Qatar together, are we going to discover that you have some weird eating habits? Like what are your restrictions? What do you eat? Anything. Are you a limited eater, Craig?
No, I'll eat anything.
Danny, he'll have the heaviest bag going through customs because everything will go off because it'll be 48 cans of brown beans and chili. A couple boxes of KD.
No, he'll be eating that. He'll be eating the things that no one eats in Qatar. Like he'll be eating the boxed hummus. He'll be like buying all the shit that no one would ever buy because they're like, you just should have it fresh. It's like, oh, no, it's just better. I can just open in the middle of the night whenever I want.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just give it to the
anything
cat.
Anything they eat there, I'm willing to try. I don't think they eat anything like crazy, do they? I wouldn't say that if I went to China. If they said, yeah, I'll eat anything, I'd be like, whoa, hold on. That would be a stretch. They eat anything. If it's got four legs and it's not a chair, they'll eat it.
I'd give it a go.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'll eat anything.
Yeah.
And then I'll travel with my sunflower seeds.
Remember when Eddie Berdusco went to China and he thought, yeah, I like Chinese food. He was like, whoa. It's not the Chinese food you get in Toronto.
Was he eating some something that woofs?
Oh, I don't know about that, but lots of jellies and snails and snakes and all sorts of crazy stuff.
I'll eat snails in a second.
Yeah, lots of butter on there, right?
Yeah,
I love it.
Escargot.
Ooh, yeah, have some of that.
Garlic butter, for sure.
Well, I feel like there'll be a lot of escargot and expensive foods in Qatar. Everything will be expensive. So, Craig, why don't you send out a message to these 9,000 workers on Twitter and ask if any of them have four beds, cots, or places on the floor for us to crash?
That's what it's getting to, I think, over there.
Yeah, they've got they've built marinas just to have boats docked on so that people are sleeping in boats.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in that close quarters with Jimmy, though. I feel like I need a hotel with walls and a room.
What? You think I'll spoon you?
I'm a bit worried about the nudity.
That's guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly. If you can't put up with the nudity, you better look for a hotel room now.
He grew up with, Jimmy and I both grew up with two brothers. Nudity is all in from the beginning. You just walk around, you pee together, you pee in the same bowl, try and fill it up, make all the bubbles in the toilet.
Don't
right,
cross
Jimmy?
The stream.
You did that, right?
You don't got to ask me twice to strip down.
Yeah.
When it's time to sleep, I'm comfortable.
Yeah. Everything's air conditioned in Qatar, though. You can wear clothes.
Yeah, but you don't sleep well.
Don't force Jimmy to wear clothes. Come on, man.
No, it'd be like forcing Craig not to swear.
We'll get you one of those bubbles. You can be Bubble Brendan Dunlop.
to protect myself from overnight
right.
abuse?
You just zip yourself in and zip yourself out.
Yeah. Man. You'll just hear me whispering while I'm spooning you. Hey, shh, just keep it quiet.
Yeah, you'd be like Barry White.
Hey, let's go sleep.
Don't be nervous.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
My eyes already look like I'm in my 40s or 50s, guys. Don't take away my beauty sleep.
You worry about your looks too much.
Yeah, let it go, buddy.
Just let it go. I just let it go, man. I'm like a melting ice cream cone.
That candle that's been burning for hours, it just melts away.
Wonger, is it that time, buddy? We
sure,
done
buddy.
This in a minute.
But I want to, before
it's
we.
Footy picks. Oh, no.
Oh, are we doing footy picks?
No, it's there's nothing footy. To pick.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was. That's
the time. All right. It's footy picks. It's footy picks. It's footy picks.
Hey, apparently,
on
TFC's
footy
down.
prime.
Yeah, give us the live update of the game that I'm missing because I'm here with you guys. I didn't want to miss another show.
TFC's down 2-0.
Who are they playing?
Columbus Crew.
And they should be down.
Dowatsky scored in the 18th minute, and Nagby scored in the 30th. Apparently, Zawadzki's goal was ridiculous. 2-0 down.
Well, for anyone that's listening to this at 11 p.m., and they can see the highlights of this, we'll be happy to get the live update in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, would have loved to have been at the game, invited y'all to the game. Here we are recording this great show.
Oh, and just another one. Forge and Valor 0-0 at halftime.
Mr. CPL. Love it. Yeah.
Well, support the Canadians.
Forge will nick that one.
Absolutely. And in future, we'll add some weekend fixtures, some CPL fixtures to our footy picks here, Wonger. But since we are a couple of days away, I'm not going to say the odds. So let's just pick because the numbers will change. But if you're looking this weekend on North Star Bets, you can find some good ones. TFC are hosting Seattle on Saturday. They got a real stretch of home games here at TFC do. So who do you fancy, Craig? TFC home to Seattle. Based on this update that we've got now for this Wednesday match against Columbus, they're losing to it first half. I would fancy Seattle.
I would fancy Seattle too, but I think they're good for a draw, TFC.
This should be, I think, the second last game before Insigne. Last game before Insigne. The next Saturday, the 9th, he's expected. So they'd probably want to put it all out there and put a good showing on. So you've taken the draw. Okay. Scoreline?
I bet he's watching the game right now going, what the fuck have I done? What the fuck? Okay. Sorry. 50 million reasons.
But if the hospitality and the crew that, you know, make him comfortable, if they were on top of it ahead, I'm sure that they like made a meal around kickoff time. So the first half is distracted. He's eaten well. It's just the last 30 minutes that really matter, right? Right?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Did you give me a score here?
No, he didn't.
1-1.
Jimmy?
Well, guys, I'm going to go with... I'm going to take TFC. I think Seattle's doing okay. They play Montreal. Is it tonight? At home? And I think Toronto FC is going to beat Seattle... 2-1.
You sounded convincing other than the word I think or those two words.
Well, I can't say I know.
Yeah, so. Well, you have to if you're that. Like, you got to know. People are losing money here without, you know.
Did my voice sound that confident?
No.
Yeah. So I think.
Yeah. I think I'll leave that bet alone.
Seattle does play Montreal tonight on this Wednesday. It hasn't started yet. It's in Seattle, yeah. So they're making the trip east. And because of that, it's a few hours earlier, but it is on Saturday, which they're used to playing early games on Saturday as it is. I'm going to take Seattle 2-1. But I'd be happy to be wrong, TFC fans. I'd be happy to be wrong. Wonger?
I am taking Seattle 2-0.
What?
Ooh,
sorry. What? How? I was expecting.
I'm not going to be a homer this week. I'm telling it like it is. TFC is too inconsistent right now.
I think Wonger's that's the bet. Without actually hoping Toronto gets something like I do, I think that's the bet. 2-0 Seattle.
Honest Wonger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not bad.
You laugh because it sounds funny.
Yeah, well, no one usually says that to me.
Honest Wonger.
Yeah, you know exactly. Yeah. Dan Honest.
Yeah. Doesn't sound right.
No.
Honest Abe Lincoln.
You're going to have to change the shirt. How many incarnations of two Wongs don't make it right, but they make a party? You and the brothers, you got those shirts?
No, but that's a good one. I also just want to get a t-shirt made of my face and put that guy and hand it out to everybody.
Yeah, because you cover a lot of areas, right?
Sure.
For that guy.
I think we can get that made. We got some good connections now. We can get that made.
Some point.
All right. Last game, Vancouver playing host to Mark DeSantos and Gareth Bale's LAFC.
When does he get here? When's his first game?
That's a great question. Will it be that game against Vancouver? I would.
Hey, they're good without him. They're good without him.
LAFC are top of the West right now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Gareth Bale's expected arrival or his first game.
It doesn't matter. I think LA win that game. 2-1.
July 8th is the expectation. July 8th.
Same as Insigne.
That would be the same weekend, yeah. But when they take on FC Dallas? Oh, okay. I thought they had another Trafico coming up. I thought, oh my God, could you imagine? Zlatan made his debut in the first Trafico, which is one of the best games in MLS history. At least
that was brilliant.
Most entertaining games.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Wonger, if you haven't seen that or anyone who hasn't seen Zlatan's goal, maybe I'll just tweet it from the account tonight.
Oh, put the highlights, all the goals. It was amazing.
That game was insane. They had it on national TV. Remember, it was on ABC and it was it was such a big deal. LAFC were trash in the first half. They were getting the doors blown off them. The Galaxy were. LAFC were amazing for expansion team. Mm. And then Zlatan came on and he scored one of the best goals in MLS.
Yeah, that 50-yarder one.
That's it.
No, I've seen it. Yeah, I love that goal. It's fantastic.
Special. Sorry, where were we? Oh, there is that. Sorry, I was wrong. There is a Trafico on the 8th.
Really?
So what's the Dallas? I don't know what I was reading. It was Spanish. LAFC play the Galaxy on the 8th. And what I'm reading is that is the first game that he should be available. So holy shit. What a start. You won't see him. He's golfing.
Yeah, they play at LAFC.
Yeah. Still amazing. Like that, those games are must watch regardless of who's in the mix, whether it's just the two Mexican stars going up against each other. That those games have always been great. What did you say, Craig? Did you say 2-1 LA?
Yep.
I'm going to go, because this is the calm before the storm, I'm going to go 2-1 Vancouver.
Ooh.
Jimmy?
Two-one LA.
And Wonger?
2-0 LA.
Wow.
Yeah. I think this is your calm before the storm. It's going to be like the game that Jimmy and I went to with Atlanta. Toronto played so well because they knew someone was coming. And I think that's how LA is going to play. They're going to play like, hey, we got to prove something. No one's taking my place.
Yeah, that's what they're doing tonight by the sounds of things.
Well, yeah. But he was there. He's probably not there tonight.
They're missing us, Wonger.
Yeah, they are.
Stadium watching.
Yeah, poor guy. Guy had to get him a big chair sit in.
Well, did he need a car seat to drive?
He's not that small. 5'5", maybe? How tall is he?
I think he's listed 5'4".
No.
Yeah, and if you list yourself 5'4", you're not 5'4".
You're really 5'3".
Yeah.
Wow. That's wee incredible.
Man. He's a bit wee, yeah. He's a bit small. He's listed at 1.63 meters.
What's the translation online on that?
I'll go 5'3". Think he can kick himself in the head?
Everything's in proportion. I don't think that matters.
Hey, Siri, what's 1.63 meters in feet and inches?
I thought you were going to say, Siri, can Insignia kick himself in the
5'4". You're right.
It's 5.35 is what came up.
Oh,
for me.
I got 5'4", 1 point. Wow.
You got to stop using that Apple.
Oh, he rounded up, eh? He rounded up to 5'3.5".
Jeez.
So it might limit his car purchases. Like, I feel like, you know, when you're that height, I'm sure you, Craig, you had to look at certain vehicles. Some were off limits, right? Because you're so tall. Same for him.
You can always buy any car if you're short.
So you should go shopping with him. This should be a bit longer. Craig goes car shopping to find a nice American car for Lorenzo Insigne. And Craig just goes all the ones that he couldn't fit in. And he recommends those ones to Lorenzo.
There's a bit. I like that bit.
There's a lot of cars I can't get in.
Right. And there you go. God bless Mazda of Brampton. That's how they sold a Mazda Miata to Lorenzo Insigne.
I could see him in a little Fiat.
A Le Car? One of those little Renaults?
Little Fiat.
In a Fiat 500? Come on.
Yeah, it's low to the ground. You don't want him to roll the ankle getting out of the vehicle.
That Alfa Coupe, that 4C, that's a beautiful vehicle. The Alfa Romeo 4C. You're getting that. All right, enough shouting out sponsors that don't give us money, Wonger. You like that? Okay.
Yeah, stop it, Wonger.
All right.
I used to do that on Sportsnet all the time, and every now and then I'd get a message from someone in sales. Hey, man, big fan, love all your bits and stuff, but can you please stop saying these fucking company names? It's really causing shit over here. I'm like, oh, are you texting me from the steak dinner that you're having right now at this fancy place on King West that I've been to once in 10 years for a serious anniversary?
Play the game, Dunlop.
LOL, bro. Yeah, how did you know? Shut up, Andrew. Shut up.
Play the game, Dunlop. Make it easy. Easy on your sales team.
I was too busy watching the games, all fucking 3,000 of them.
Jimmy and I have a shout out to our grade 8 grads, eh, Jimmy?
Yep.
So what's your son's name again?
Phoenix. Yep.
Phoenix.
So proud of the young boy.
I went from Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma.
So where's he going to? Is he grade 9 next year? Up in Newmarket?
Yeah, he's going to Newmarket High.
Nice.
So he graduates from grade 8. Did you guys, any of you guys have a graduation from grade?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's Ontario. Ontario does it.
Oh, it's a thing?
UBCers, you're what, middle school or you go to high school early? I think my wife went to high school from grade 7 until she graduated.
Is that it?
There was no middle school.
Well, I had a middle school. I went to elementary school to grade 7, then 8, 9, 10 was junior high. Charles Best, which is now, I think, a high school in Coquitlam. And then went to Centennial High School, which is just 11 and 12.
Did you see there was a bit, I forget who did it, if it was Uninterrupted Canada, and they had the Miami Dolphins trying to pronounce hometowns of their teammates, and there's a guy from Coquitlam. So they had all these Miami Dolphins that had no idea. They're just like, nope, not doing that. They're like, Coquitlam.
Cock. Yeah.
There was no cock, surprisingly.
Yeah.
No. COQ people, I think if you have no exposure to French, you're not thinking that.
Is it French? Coquitlam?
No. It's native.
It's an indigenous name. No?
Yeah. But COQ, like Le Coq Sportif.
Coq Sportif.
That is, I think if you have no exposure de français, you're probably not thinking that.
Right. Yeah. Anyways, I had to shout out Lila Wong, grade 8, from St. Pat's graduation. And she won the Principal's Award. And tied for best athlete of the year.
Hey. Get those Vanier Cup jeans, buddy.
Yeah, we'll see.
I saw your bumper sticker, so I knew it.
Yeah.
hold on.
Watch out for wildlife is what mine says.
No, let's
None of this. I'm proud of my grade eight anything. Just like watch out for dead animals.
You asked me, so what's Lila's best sport? She's Lila's obviously good.
Volleyball.
She's for
volleyball.
It. Volleyball.
But she's a good basketball player too. Yeah. And she came second in shot put.
Hey.
Strong. Strong at the Catholic track meet.
There you go. Was, nice. Was the training throwing those bathroom tiles on the floor that you've never installed?
I did install them.
You did?
No, oh, I nice, haven't but... yet. No, no, it's not
wow. Right. I just got a quote for a fence today, and I felt like such a loser because it's like everything he's talking about, I'm like, I can never do any of this stuff. Nothing.
You can do it all.
Have you seen me? Have you shook my hand before?
You're right. You
I have the softest it. Hands. I,
he's got
I,
the hands that looks like you do nothing.
Yeah. If there was any doubt, oh. If there was any doubt that I'm only half Portuguese, shake my hand.
Jimmy, if we do get to Qatar, you're going to get to touch those hands in the nicest way.
Oh, I'll be touching them. You'll be holding my hand down the streets.
You, yeah,
in that part of the world.
Yeah, you guys should see how long it lasts.
Yeah, we'd have no hand. We'd be leaving with stumps, buddy. No,
you know
be,
our
they would bury you up to your necks.
Our rate, our ratings.
Robbie's popping his ass every minute. There, come here, done.
Our ratings in Qatar and Saudi Arabia, we keep sneaking up, and I'm sure it's because their governments are listening in on us now. They're who's the number one podcast in Canada talking about Qatar? And we're bone sawing it and
holding hands.
Yep.
All the embassies are.
Craig's going to Pride. Like we're going to be screwed when we're there.
Yeah. They're going to bury me out to my neck and stone me to death.
Oh, man. I want to be there. I'll be passing out the stones here, guys. Try these ones.
Well, you won't be throwing them because you would never hit me.
Yeah, come here, guys. Yeah, grab these. They're good for skipping. Here, try that.
I'll be like.
and if you want to read about some serious horrific incidents like that, keep buying newspapers. Sherman always says. And on that note, gentlemen, cheers for listening.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.